الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب فضل الصف الأول والأمر بإتمام الصفوف الأول وتسويتها والتراصي فيها. The chapter on the virtue of the first saf and to fill the front rows and to straighten them and to stand closer together. Stand close together. This word taras in Arabic actually comes from the meaning of laying one brick on top of the other. So when one brick is laid on top of the other, it's referred to as taras. And normally you'll hear it when you go in Saudi, Makkah, Medina. Sometimes you'll hear the Imam say, tarasu. Before he starts the namaz, he'll say, saf. He'll tell the people to straighten the saf. So the different ways, but all these words we'll see, we cover it in the hadith. So one of the ways he'll tell them is tarasu, or he'll tell the people that atimu saf al-awwal fal-awwal. At first, if fill in the first saf and then the next saf. And all these words that they're using are actually coming from the words of the hadith. Sufufakum saf al-awwal. Now he's telling the people that fill in your safs. So this word tarasu actually means to do that. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith is telling us when this word comes, is that stand so close, like one brick is placed on top of another brick. When that one brick is placed upon the other brick, you won't find that there's any gaps between the brick, because then the brickwork would be deficient. The brickwork is not deficient, the brickwork is done properly generally. So like that you should stand without any gaps between your shoulders. عن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه قال خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ألا تصفون كما تصف الملائكة كما تصف الملائكة عند ربها. جابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه said رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم came to us and he told us, do you not want to stand like how the ملائكة stand in front of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فقلنا يا رسول الله كيف تصف الملائكة عند ربها. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do the malaika stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Qala yatimmuna as-sufuf al-awwal. The malaika, they complete the front safs, wa yatarasuna fis-saf, and they do not leave any gaps in between. So what they would do is they would stand close and they would stand from the front. From the front they would start completing the safs. So when a person is completing the safs from the front, they're actually imitating how the malaika stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal lo ya'lamu an-nas ma fi an-nida' was-saff al-awwal thumma lam yajidu illa an yastahimu alayhi lastahamu. Muttafaqun alayh. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people only knew the reward for calling out the azan, and they knew the reward for the first saf, and there was no other way for them to do this except if they had to draw lots, then they would draw lots. Means there's so much of reward for the first saf, and there's so much of reward for calling out of them getting and achieving that. Maybe there's so many people, and everyone can't get the first saf, or there's only one person that can call out the azan at the time. And so people would be willing that we are prepared to draw lots so that we can get a chance to call out the azan. Under this hadith, normally we mention that the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi would say, there's so much of reward for calling out the azan that if it wasn't for the fact that there wasn't already fixed and there are people that are already given delegated duties, then I would have liked to call out the azan. But what I would do is sometimes when we're on travel, then I would give the azan. Now when you're on travel and you're traveling with a group of people, there's no imam that's fixed, there's no muazzin that is fixed. So there I would call it out so that I don't interfere with the system also, and I would also get a chance to call out the azan. So here again we learn what reward there is for the first saf. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khayru sufufi rijali awwaluha. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best saf of the men are the first saf, wa sharruha akhiruha, and the worst saf is the last saf, wa khayru sufufi nisf, for the ladies is the last saf, wa sharruha awwaluha, and the worst saf is the first saf. Naturally, because if the women are in the first saf, then they are closest to the men. So the further they are away from the men, the less chance of fitna, the less chance of them interacting with the men, the less chance of them being affected. So therefore, for them, the best saf is the last saf, and for the men, the best saf is the first saf. One more hadith. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى في أصحابه تأخرا. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, he said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had seen in his Sahaba this complacency, that they were now staying behind, they were bringing a mentality with some of the Sahaba that they were reading namaz in the back steps. So they were not coming to the front, but they were reading Salah in the back steps. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could perceive that this complacency that was coming in some of them, that they were deliberately reading Salah in the back, they were not going forward. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said to them, تَقَدَّمُوا فَأَتَمُّوا بِي Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, come forward and follow me. He addressed them, come forward and follow me. وَلْيَأْتَمَّ بِكُمْ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ And come forward and follow me, and those that come after you should follow you. So come and you follow me, in other words, stand behind me, and those that come after you, they should stand behind you. It's not that you should wait in the back and let the whole stuff get filled, and then you stand in the back, but rather you should come forward, and after that, after you, those that come, they must fill up from behind you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزال قوم يتأخرون حتى يؤخرهم الله. That if a people continue remaining behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a time will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep them behind. Because they continued in this pattern, deliberately they stayed in the back, deliberately they stayed behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now will keep them further behind. So therefore, indeed, is something known as showing enthusiasm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing one's excitement, one's desire, that oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to be front as far as dini works are concerned. When it comes to dini works, I want to be in the front. I don't want to stay behind. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will remain behind, and he'll choose that he wants to stay behind in dini works. He'll choose he wants to stay behind as far as filling the stuff is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time will come, Allah will keep him behind. His tabiat will become, his style will become, that everything he's staying behind, other people are going forward. But where a man pushes himself, jo aage jata hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usko aage barhata hai. That person that goes forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him forward. And that person that remains behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him behind. So therefore, when it comes to dini work, we must show enthusiasm. Many times it happens, a person comes early to the masjid, but deliberately he sits in the back. This is not something that is desired. Ideally, if a person comes early, you try and sit in the front to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my desire. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have come early. I have come early to the masjid, and here I am, I'm sitting in the front, showing my desire, the desire to be in the front stuffs, because this was something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Now a person has the desire that if I get a chance, I'll sit in first class, I'll sit in business class, I wouldn't like to sit in the back in economy class. Like that mentality should be, that when I go in the masjid, I also want to be first class, I want to be in the first stuff. I don't want to deliberately stay behind in the economy class, because this is really that first class that you can get, the first class in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.